given me, I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. You were there for me to love and care for me.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the King, Al, and Queen Missy Tina Turner Talk Show. We have a special guest on this Mother's Day.
Hi, everybody.
Her name is Stephanie Hollywood James.
Yes.
Hi.
How you doing?
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Same to you. It's a pleasure to be on the show. I'm so happy that you invited me out.
It's a pleasure to have you here also. You know, today's topic is about Mother's Day. Are you a mother?
No, I'm not a mother.
You're not a mother. Have you been tried to be a mother to somebody else's kids?
Yeah, I have. I got nieces and nephews, and I've been a mother.
Your mother?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, tell me, is your mother still alive?
Yes, my mother is still alive.
Okay.
Yes, she plays a major role in my life.
Okay, that's great. Okay, by it being Mother's Day, I'm going to ask you some questions about your mom, because everybody just, you know, gets so excited about this time of year. Everybody's getting their hair done, their nails done, they're going to the church, they're going to the shopping center. So have you gotten your mother any type of gifts? I mean, what are you going to do special for your mom?
Well, my mom actually stays out of town, but I normally pop up, I'll visit her. But this year, due to COVID, it's been kind of rough, so I actually sent her a beautiful dress.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's going to take a picture and show me. Yeah.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your mom.
My mom is very full of wisdom, and I get a lot of my wisdom from her and my grandmother. So,
all right.
Yeah, those are two women that play a major role. She's a prayer warrior. My mother is. Yeah, she's a prayer warrior.
Did you say prayer warrior?
Prayer warrior.
She know how to get a prayer through?
Yes, she can.
Okay, all right, mama.
Yes.
Well, we want to say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to your mom, Miss. Is her last name James as well? Mrs. James, Happy Mother's Day from Al and myself. We just want to say Happy Mother's Day to you. As you were growing up, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, the age of 10? How was mom in the house with you?
Oh, my mom was, I wouldn't say she was strict, but she wanted us to stay on the right path. And she really wanted us to be what we can be. She never pressured us to, you know, she wanted us to do right.
Was dad in the house?
Yep, my dad was in the house, but my mama ruled the house.
She ruled the house. She was one of those mamas. All
yes.
Right.
She ruled the house. I mean, she was, my mom was a cooker.
Oh,
so yeah.
Tell me what type of food. Is Mother's Day. So if she was here, what would your mom be fixing? Tell me something.
My mom cooked peach cobbler.
Don't hurt
from
me.
From scratch.
Don't you hurt me.
She does dressing. She does greens.
All right.
She does smothered pork chops.
All right.
She does chicken. I mean, real fried southern chicken.
She do some chicken.
Yes.
Some chicken. Okay, then. All right, then. So as at the age of 10 years old, tell me a little bit about your mom.
Well, my mom encouraged me to be into church. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I actually kind of discovered my gift of singing.
Okay.
And so she encouraged me to sing, you know.
Okay, so you were in church,
mm-hmm.
and how old were you? You were 10 years old?
Yeah, I was 10 when I was started singing.
And they gave you the mic?
They gave me the mic. I was.
Were you in the back, and then they told you come up from, or you was one of them say, I want the mic?
I want the mic. Because that's something that I enjoy doing. So she encouraged me to sing.
To sing, all right. Okay, then. And the age of 16, tell me about you and your mom.
Oh, my mom didn't want... I couldn't date until I was 17.
All
I couldn't have a boyfriend until I was 17. But she encouraged me to, you know, get good grades and, you know, do things right. You know, I don't have children, but I started, like, late dating because my mom would, like, really be strict. She really wanted me to get a good education before and actually have a husband before starting a family, because being a single mom, which I know a lot of people are, you know, and get, it's a lot of mothers that actually do well, but mm-hmm. I pray to God that I never wanted to, you know, have the father outside of the home. That was just me.
Okay.
And so I thank God that she was in my life and she installed good things into me.
Okay, age 20.
Oh, age 20.
Tell me about mama, you, and age 20. Because I know my mother was, you know, happy Mother's Day from earth to heaven to my mother. She's gone on. But you know what? To everyone that's have a mother on this day, we're going to say happy Mother's Day. And for everybody, the mother is in heaven. We want to say happy Mother's Day on this day. Because today we're celebrating mothers. And even if you was a not so good mother, or if you was a great mother, happy Mother's Day to you and to all our family members that's celebrating Happy Mother's. I mean Mother's Day. We want to say
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Exactly. So age 20. Tell me a little bit about age Mama. 20. You,
me and my mom. You know what? I only remember getting into it with my mom one time. But my mom used to read. My mom used to go and read my diaries.
Wait. Well, she had to.
She would literally find it.
Well, good. That's good.
I'm like, come on, Mom.
How old are you?
Me, I'm 40 now.
Wow. She should have read your diary.
Read my diary. But no, and this is so embarrassing to me because I remember, and I was just talking to my sister, and I said, she went through my phone and called the wrong guy that I was actually dating.
Wow. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, I stayed with my mom. Mm-hmm. And so I think I had came in and she gave me a curfew. I don't care how old you were. You came in her house. You stayed there. You had a curfew because you wasn't getting in the house.
Okay.
And so I think I came in late and she realized I was late. So she went and looked for my telephone book.
All right.
And I had several people numbers in it. I think I had a couple of Steve's in it. And she ended
so you had a couple. All right.
I had a couple of Steve's in it. And so she ended up calling the wrong Steve.
Uh-oh. So that got you busted. Mama got you busted.
Yeah, my mom got me busted. I was 20. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, you know, when you just said, you brought something back, you said, well, she thought she had the telephone book, but actually she had your diary.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, my daughter just told me this week that my grandson had spent the night over his auntie's house, and they had the house phone. And I was like, he said, Mom, I never knew that you could pick up on the other end and listen in on the conversation because he never saw a house phone. I said, what you mean he's never saw the house? She said he's never saw, age 15, he's never saw a house phone.
Because nobody's using house phones anymore.
Right.
Nobody has landlines.
Right. So my daughter said, well, ask your grandmother. She used to pick up on my conversation and eavesdrop all the time. So that's
all
a good mom. So she read the diary and she should have. Nowadays, everybody should have a diary where they can go back through and find out where you're going, what you're doing.
Right.
But the diary, I guess, now is the text messages, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. So on all of that right there, the times you were in school, did mama come up to the school? And
I was not really, my mom came to the school for my sisters.
Oh.
Not me.
Okay. It wasn't me.
I didn't really have too many problems at school.
How about in church?
Oh, in church, yeah. Her and my grandmother, they were the type of, mothers. They would look at you and you knew to be quiet.
You knew. And if not, what would happen? Look.
Oh, you were getting it when you went home.
Or they wouldn't get you there.
My grandmother would. My grandmother would totally get you there. Embarrass you, too.
Was it the ear pinching or the...
My grandmother would pinch. Yes.
The ear pinching.
Mm-hmm.
Or the twist pinch.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? It is so many great things to say about our mothers because they go through so much. Was your mother a working mother?
My mother was a working mother. She was a nurse. And I just remember her going to work and, you know, and cooking. And like I said, my mother is a prayer warrior now. So a lot of people would, and they do that to me. It's something that I grew into.
I love that.
Prayer warrior. When I say can get a prayer through, every morning, even now, I'm on my way to work.
I love
my it. Mother calls me every morning. She know what time I'm in the car.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
She know what time I'm in the car, and she calls me and makes sure that. Did you pray? Well, if you didn't pray, I'm finna pray for you.
Well, tell your mama put a prayer in for us because we need it. Al, are you on the line? Co-host Al is not here, but he's with us.
What do you mean I'm not here? But I'm with you. I'm right here.
Okay, so you have any questions for Stephanie Hollywood
James? Yeah, what's happening? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, just piggybacking on what y'all talking about. I think it's beautiful, the maternal order of life, you know. Mother's Day is like one of those special days that I know that people who give birth to people have the first dibs on it, but you got to give it up to that neighbor who, when wow. mama ain't at home, yeah. that neighbor makes sure that you get in the house out of the rain.
Yeah.
And she feeds you and she tell you, get off those wet clothes. She always got something for you to wear around the house. Yeah. It might be too big. It might not be your style, but she gonna look after you maternally, you know.
They don't have any more people like that, do they?
No, right, those, you know, back in the old days, they had those neighbors that
it's like the angels that God sends, you know. God can't be every place, so he sent mothers, and you know, it's just a beautiful thing, that connection between the heart, you know, that loving spirit. So, my, you know, my hat goes off to all the women who have not bear kids, but still take on the role as being that person who's going to care for you compassionately. And that's the essence of a mom to me.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Most High God and my mom is still here with me. She's 87 years old, you know. And well, I should say 87 years young.
Happy Mother's Day,
because that lady will run circles around me.
Mrs. Connie, happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Connie. Yeah, Mama yeah. Connie.
but I got a question that I want to ask y'all now. I want to get away from all the serious overtones about this. Let's get down to the nitty gritty of what the show is. You know, I'm going to throw the left hook on you.
We already know.
Here we go. Y'all ready? I got a question I'm going to ask both of y'all. On Mother's Day, is it the, let's say if you marry on Mother's Day, is it the husband's responsibility to buy his wife something for Mother's Day?
Of course.
Yes.
Why? She ain't my mom.
I'll let you do the honors.
Well, I would say because he's the father, and he want to encourage his children to celebrate their mother on that day.
Nope. Okay.
Ain't that what you're supposed to do before then, though? You have to tell the kids, listen, you know, Mother's Day is coming up here, so honor your mother by, if you got money to go buy you some shoes, or you got money to go to McDonald's every day or whatever, you should have enough money to buy your mama something.
That's good to encourage the kids to. But do you want to hear what I think about that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I think that the woman is mother also to you. I think that she's more.
No.
Listen.
I think that she cooks your food.
I think that she has taken on some of the responsibilities. And she does a little bit more than what your mama can do. She's your mother. No. Shut my mouth.
I don't think a man should be obligated to buy his wife something for Mother's Day. For one, if he's a good husband, he's got to make sure that her needs is taken care of every day.
Well, you know what?
This is a special day between mother and children. It's just my opinion. I could be wrong with two left shoes, but...
On Father's Day, do you get a gift?
I'm sorry?
On Father's Day, do you get a gift?
Of course, several. But I got several children.
I know, but do your wife give you a Father's Day gift?
I insist that she don't.
But what if she wants to anyway?
Well, I mean, She
Would you
can if
say
she
no?
want to, but I mean, it don't mean nothing to me special. It don't mean nothing that if I get something on that day, because I mean, it's just like Christmas and any other man-made holiday. You know, if you want to give somebody something, give it to them. Don't wait till a certain day where society gains this present day.
I do agree with that.
So,
I understand that as well. But you know what? Get me a gift. I might need some more house shoes, okay?
But Al, I do
and
agree
nice
with them.
Little, with you that know, one. Mother's Day robe to cook you, you know, to stand up over the
you
stove.
You ain't my mama.
Like,
huh? You're not my mama.
Man, I can make, let me shut my mouth.
You're not my mama, so I ain't buying nobody.
Al.
But my mama.
Al.
Yes.
You got to buy her a gift.
Oh, my mama get a gift.
You got to give her a gift too for Mother's Day.
My mom got a gift for me for Mother's Day. But my wife don't get, you know what? I can't really say that my wife don't get a gift, because I'll buy gifts and have my kids to give it to her. Like,
well, see, yeah, I can see that.
That's good, but that's
I can
still
see
encouraging.
That. It's encouraging them to honor their mother. So I get that part.
That is not a problem.
Yeah.
And that's something that you should do. So
I mean, any woman with brains in her head know that a 4-year-old and 5-year-old didn't go out and buy it. They don't got the kind of money.
Right.
Especially, you know, like for the gifts that I give. You know, a 4-year-old or 3-year-old don't have that kind of money. So she know where it comes from.
Al.
Well, it gives the kids a sense of pride when they, yeah, mama, here, look what I, look,
exactly.
Look what, and you got to keep on from saying, look what daddy gave me to give you, you know. It's one of those things where you encourage, like you said, you got to
encourage
them
to be good to their mom.
Tell me
this so
here,
much
Al.
Of that that's not out here no more. People just not good to their parents. Yeah.
What do you remember about your mom? As we were kids, we grew up together, so I remember a lot of good things about your mom as well. But tell us about two things that you can remember at the age of 10 and the age of 16 about your mom that everybody could probably remember as well.
I'm gonna give you the skinny of it right now. Well, like I said, some kids, their parents give them enough rope to hang themselves with. Like, okay, you go and do what you want to do. All right. Well, my mom didn't give us rope. She gave us bungee cords. So when we fall, we can bounce back. And, you know, that made life a lot easier, because she gave us the freedom and flexibility to go and experience life on our own. Mm-hmm. And know that, look, if it get, you know, when things start getting to the point where it's you're dealing with too much, slow down.
That's good advice.
Yeah,
brace yourself for the fall. That was at a young age. At an older age, my mom has always, to this very single day right now, she always make each and every one of us feel like we're her only child.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because everybody's individually different anyway, you know?
Right.
So you can't treat one the same way, because they totally different.
Yeah, because everybody has a different need.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Right. There's six of us. And if you could ask each one of us, which one of y'all do you think is mom's favorite child? And everybody will say, well, it's me. I mean... I hate to push your bubble, but it's me. And each one of us have that sense of entitlement, because she loves us that much. And she make it's like, can you imagine, let me ask you this, can you imagine having a boyfriend that you head over heels crazy about, and he head over heels crazy about you, and the thought of him even looking at somebody else would make you say, nah, that'll never happen. But this guy's got 10 or 15 different girlfriends, and all of them feel the same way.
Sound like a pimp.
It sounds like somebody that's on a square. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, if you, you know, nobody wants to not think that they're the only one. But as long as you're treating somebody so good that they feel that they're the only one you're in right. your life, what more can they ask for? Even if they find out, it's like you're not the only one. Okay, then what were you missing in life? What was I missing? What the intimacy of being the only one? Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to break up with me for, then okay. So whose loss is this going to be?
So, okay. Can you remember your first date? I'm going to go back to Stephanie. Can you remember the first date that you had? And your mom, did she chaperone it or?
No,
my mom.
I'm asking Miss Hollywood now.
I was that kid that, you know, it was like, that whole side of life was just so private with me that, I mean, I just kept it to the point where it was like, okay, this is between me and the other person. It was like my family, even my brothers and sisters. They didn't even know that, you know, that I was seeing somebody or something like that, because it was like, okay, I don't want y'all in my business, you know. So, but I do remember when my mom did find out about my first girlfriend that I had. She was like, I could tell she was looking at me like, and with a different set of eyes. Right. Oh, whereas wow. at first she was looking at me like, oh, that's my baby right there. Then she was looking at me when she found out I had a girlfriend as, okay, now I need to make sure that you're not out there managed. I need to make sure that you're not being one of those guys. So, you know, it's you know, a mother is a major influence in your life. She teach you things mm-hmm. subtly.
Oh yeah.
On what you should be and how you're supposed to act and how you're supposed to maintain yourself. We lose a lot as guys along the way because of the friendships that we end up picking up, like out on the street with our guys. Mm-hmm. Guys is gonna be one way when they're with guys. And when we with our girls, we a whole totally different way. But let the two intersections meet, something's going to give. The guy's going to either gravitate towards his guys or he's going to gravitate towards girl.
You're right.
And that's if you immature thoughts, you know, mm-hmm. an immature mind. And that's the way it is when you're a kid. So
I remember your mom very well.
I pretty much learned the balance when I was younger. Okay, this is what I'm supposed to do when I'm with my guys. You know, yeah, we cool. We play ball and everything like that. When, you know, if I see my girlfriend, then I tell her, I'm like, I got to go. I see y'all like, hey, you little punk. You love me. Like, yeah, all right. Well, I'm finna run over here. And, you know, if you can't figure it out, then, you know.
Well, I remember your mom very well. I'm cutting you off a little bit, Al. I remember your mom very well. And I was going to talk. My mother was very strict. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a little bit about my mother. She was very strict. Mm-hmm. I did what I wanted to do. But I remember her getting us dressed, the cleaning of the house, the bathing, yeah. the bath. And she was everybody's mom on the block.
Yeah.
So she was very well respected. So, you know, we want to just really, again, take our hats off to every mother have sacrificed working, sacrificing just money and trying to pay the rent and keeping a roof over your head.
They do wear a lot of hats. A lot of hats.
And we're going to say on that note, we'll be right back.
This song is dedicated. So good to me. They birthed, they raised, they molded me through the ups and the downs and around, the happy and the sad, and even when I'm mad, it can pushing you. See, I just want the best. The best for you. I want you to shine like the star that you are. I forgive you, so I'm burning your heart. Gotta believe I love and need to touch alone. Heal me. You're good or you're bad, you're still the truth, mama. And everything I am, all because of you. I'm talking about you. No one ever loved me like you. Through my good and my bad, you stay true, mama. And I am who I am, all because of you. Ha! You my number one ride or die. You taught me how to get it. Taught me how to flip it. Oh, yeah. Slick em. No, you wasn't perfect, but to me you're perfect. Cause you let me know I am somebody. I'm somebody cause of you. No one ever loved me like you.
No one ever loved me like you.
You know you're bad, you're still the truth.
You're still the
mama.
Truth.
You're still the
and
truth.
Everything I am,
all because of you. I'm talking about you.
No one ever loved me like you. Through my good and my bad, stay true.
Stay true.
Mama.
Welcome back.
All right.
To the King and Queen, Missy Tina Turner Talk Show. And happy Mother's Day to everybody. And I guess it's Stephanie Hollywood James.
Yes.
Hollywood James sound like, you know, it that has a Hollywood name to it. You know, you remember that song, that movie, Miss Holiday?
I do.
Okay, so... I heard you can sing a little bit.
Yeah, I can sing a little bit.
Can you give us a little something on this Mother's Day?
Yes.
Okay.
I sing inspirational. I love encouraging people to be great.
In this day and time with this pandemic that we have been suffering, and a lot of people have lost their loved ones, but their moms, we want you just to give them some of you and give some inspiration from earth to heaven and to let everybody just hear what's inside of Miss Hollywood.
Lord, if I could buy you a gift to show you my love, tell you how I feel, it wouldn't matter what I had to give, I would find a way to get it for you. But fortunately, that's not the case. And we both know I don't have bank anyway. But I wouldn't let it affect my presentation to you. Cause this is what I bring. Here is my heart, my mind. Lord is my life, my everything. Take it it's yours, Lord. I give you my all, my everything. Every song that I write, every song that I sing. Every day of my life, every breath that I breathe, you gave to me. And Lord, I rededicate right back to you, the love of my life. So faithful, so true. I get goosebumps, yes, thinking about you, and there's nothing I will not do for you. So here is my heart, my mind, Lord, it's my life, my everything. Take it, it's yours, Lord. I give myself away, oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, oh God. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. Lord, I'm longing to see your desire revealed in me. I give myself away, oh God. I give myself away so you can use me.
All right now. All right. Hey. It's all right. Okay. So, happy Mother's Day, everyone. You know what? I thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know, because the songs that people sing nowadays, some of them are inspirational and some of them touch your heart and some of them just do not. And that right there touched my heart. And, you know, to ask God to use you.
Yeah.
You know, just like a mother.
Yes.
Just like a mother, you know.
You know, we may not have everything that we want to give to our mother. Because a lot of things I want to give to my mother, I'm not able to. But I let her know that I love her. Okay. I appreciate her. And I thank God
ain't
for her.
Ain't that the greatest gift, though?
We're listening.
Love. Ain't that the greatest gift that we give to a parent?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
That's the greatest gift. I mean, and to like I think Teddy Pendergrass said it best. It's so good to love somebody and somebody loves
you back.
Yes.
You know.
Wow.
It's like you know, if you love your parent and your parent knows you love them.
Wow.
I mean, you can't buy anything that's greater than that.
Mm-hmm. Unconditional. I mean, you know,
unconditional love.
Yeah. Okay. I got my next question that I want to ask, and this question is, for all the single mothers out there, we know that there's 2 days of acknowledgement of parents. Well, it's more than two, but it's 2 major hallmark holidays that we acknowledge parents, Mother's Day and Father's Day. So, knowing that if a single mother is raising her children by herself, do you think that she should get something for Father's Day?
No. I don't.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You're saying that.
I don't think so.
That she's a single mom.
Uh-huh.
And should she get anything for Father's Day?
Father's Day all around?
Well.
Should she get a Father's Day gift?
Well, I beg the difference because I have had my children. Mm-hmm. Well, I did have, it was both parents for a while and then it was separation, but I was that mother and I was that father. But even though, even when the father was not in a home,
You said you were their father?
I played that.
You played the
role,
two parent role
if I could.
You can never be a father.
Let me just say something to you.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. When it was time for basketball, this mama played basketball. When it was okay, time for football, because you know I used to play football with you out okay, there. Okay, so wait a minute. I could never be that man.
Mm-hmm.
I can never be that man. But Al, my mother was a single mother. And she could stand on the block with all the guys. And you know how the guys would, the other mothers that was domesticated mm-hmm. and was homemakers, they didn't come outside and stand. But my mother worked every day. So she would come outside with the guys, with the coffee mm-hmm. and the newspaper. And you guys call it chopping it up and stirring it up. Now, they would have their neighborhood conversations. She could talk about the car. She was very intellectual.
Okay.
So I can say I took part of that for my mother. No, I could never be a man, and I love men. But the thing about it is that, and I had my children around their father.
Right.
Even a part of separation. But yes, my children sometimes said, "Mom, even on Father's Day, I got the double whammy. I got a gift also." And did they, you think that they just forgot about their dad? No, they still got their dad some, but they know that I went far and beyond mm-hmm. as a mother to even try to play the father role when the fathers could not. Because in this day in society, you know, it's hard for the man to get out there, some of them, and get to get the same income that the women were making. So, hey, they knew that extra push mama was doing. And they gave me that extra love and gave me that gift for it. So, yes, no, I'm not a man, but, hey, you know, I'm a woman. Woman.
Okay, so let me ask you this. On Mother's Day, should a single father expect to receive a gift?
Sure.
On Mother's Day.
Sure, I think so. I think if you're cleaning and cooking and you're doing the same thing.
I think that those days are designated for the people that is mother and father.
Well, you know what?
And I mean, you celebrate
single,
your
day. A single dad is just actually getting up. He's keeping the kid. He's cooking and cleaning, taking the kids to school, putting the roof over the head. Why not give you a gift?
Because he celebrated on Father's Day.
He can do both.
He can do both.
He celebrated on Father's Day. You know what, Al? You contradict yourself. You know that, right?
You contradict yourself.
How come
you? I mean, like, it's like this. On Mother's Day, he should encourage them kids to say, "Listen here, man. Especially if the mom is still around. Listen, I know that you don't have a good relationship with your mom, but I think today should be a good day to make a new start."
I agree with that.
That's really good.
I can go with that. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, don't, you know, and if the kids, like, bring a gift home, like, "Dad, we're just thinking about you today." It's like, I'll tell you what, Father's Day is next month. Why don't you hold on to that till next month? And just give it to me then. But I'm not your mom.
But you're contradicting yourself, because you just said in the beginning of the show that it shouldn't even matter. Gifts should be given all year round. So if I want to just give you a gift, and maybe I don't even tell you what it's for, I just give you a gift because I just thought that you was just a unique, brilliant mommy dad.
I'm contradicting. I said that in the beginning. I was like, it's all Hallmark holidays anyway.
Right.
So
true.
I'm saying, if you want to give me something and you want to give it to me on a day, don't give me a gift on Mother's Day.
Okay.
You know, because for one, I'm 100% man. I might have a nurturing spirit or a nurturing side of me, mm-hmm. but I ain't your mama. So, you know, I'm your father. So I'm that, you know, I could be that good of a father that, you know, you might feel moved to do something on Mother's Day, but no, keep it moving.
One year I did buy my mom something, and I think I bought my dad something too.
Okay, because you felt the love for both of them.
I felt like, well, I mean, her gift was bigger, but I didn't leave him out.
Okay, you didn't want to have anybody left out anywhere. Okay,
you
so
got him something for on Mother's Day?
Yeah, I did that one year.
Oh, okay. Well, you just had a need. You just felt like giving him a gift then.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a Mother's Day.
It wasn't a Mother's Day gift. It was like, hey, I'm thinking of my mom. I'm getting her something and I'm going to pick my dad something up too. I'm a daddy's girl.
Okay, so that's another show.
Yeah, I'm a
daddy's
girl.
That's another show. We're going to honor this
day. I love my mom too, but I love both of them the same, but yeah, I'm a daddy's girl.
We're going to keep the flowers and the candies coming for the mothers on Mother's Day, and the house shoes, the massages, and the gifts, and just the I love you, mom, because it's all about the mothers on this one particular day that should be all year round, 365 days a year. But you have another song you would like to sing, and we're going to let you sing it as we come back. We're going to break for a commercial.
Yo, bro, what you about to do?
I'm about to go try to copy his and hers Bentleys.
Oh, yeah?
First, I got to perfect these his and hers steak sandwiches. I ain't saying they better than Taurus. I'll let you say it. The bully is back. Bully boy, look at that.
Delicious. Nah, for real. Good.
From a bully to a bully, we getting it in. Pit bully, y'all.
Welcome back, you guys.
Welcome, welcome.
We're still celebrating Mother's Day. And we have our special guest here. And I want to ask Stephanie Hollywood James a question. Your mother, you said she loved to cook.
Yes.
And so what was the favorite dish you could
say? My mom used to.
Your favorite dish?
My favorite was the dressing.
Yes,
turkey and dressing.
Homemade turkey and dressing. Did she make it on Mother's Day?
Yes.
Okay, Did she cook for the church?
Yes.
She did.
She's one of the cooks for the church. Okay. Her and my grandmother and my aunt.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I always think of Mother's Day as, you know, being amazing.
Yes.
And when you think about amazing grace, you know, that song and mothers just to me just go hand in hand, you know, just being up underneath for grace at this particular time and just mothers just being amazing at this particular time. Can you or will you sing a little bit of Amazing Grace?
Sing a little bit of Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amen. I could say Amazing Grace from heaven, from God saying to us, just being Amazing Grace, that things that just been amazing, the things that happened in our lives.
Just being in his mercy and his grace.
And his grace. Yes. And then your mother, just for her being that Amazing Grace in your life and all the other mothers. You know, the downfalls, you know, the ups and downs, the crying, just to get through life, and her encouraging, or the most mothers that encourage you during this time. We have a lot to be thankful for. So thank you, mothers, for being a mother. And it's not just one day of having a happy Mother's Day. It is every day of 365 days out of a year. Do you have anything else to say, Mr. Al?
Yeah, you was talking about, I was just listening to you about favorite meals that your mom made. And now this might sound a little funny to you, but my mom, so we never did have like a lot of common meals. My mom was always doing something extravagant in the kitchen, but the meal that she makes the best, and to this day, I still haven't figured out, and I'm a cook, but I still haven't figured out how she makes them. But my favorite meal my mom make is beans and rice.
All right.
Okay.
What type of beans, it's Al?
Pinto beans, red beans, kidney beans.
I love me some pinto beans.
Lima beans, any kind of bean. But the thing is, it's like, when we were growing up, we didn't have beans. Beans was like a delicacy in our house because we didn't eat them that often. Like my neighbors, the Dowdies, they used to have beans like every other day or every day. Mm-hmm. So they was used to it. So when they had beans at their house, we were like, man, look, y'all have the beans. Can we have some beans? Like, man, y'all have a steak over your house. Can we have some steak? Like, yeah, you can have a steak. But my mom, she don't just put the beans in some water and put some meat in it and some seasoning. I mean, she takes her time to prepare, cut her vegetables up, and let her vegetables marinate first. She'll let her beans soak overnight so they absorb water. Then she'll put the seasoning in the water before she even start cooking them. So overnight, the beans is absorbing like all the seasoning. Wow. Into the beans, so when she do cook them, they just load it with flavor. It's like, and I never have beans like this from no place else. So, and she makes cornbread, from scratch. For us to bring some Jiffy cornbread into our house,
that's right, because I can make some homemade cornbread taste just like Jiffy.
right. I mean, we talking hot water cornbread. It was like. Thick. It was wow. That's a piece of cornbread right there made with buttermilk and real butter, not margarine.
Don't make me hungry, Al.
So, that's what my mom is, one of my favorite meals. And then she always going to top it off, some beans with some candy sweet potatoes and a salad. I don't give a damn
where you go to.
What restaurant, they salad cannot compete with my mom's salad. A regular salad. I mean, and we're talking about the plainest and the simplest of meal that has been made to be a gourmet cuisine.
Al.
And that's my mom.
When Mama Connie coming back up here?
Actually, you know what? Her sister lives in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. So her sister is up here with her now.
Okay.
And her sister's not as in her 90s, so those two, the Bopsy twins, are together, so the world better look out when them two get together. Her sister is up here with my mom, and they just really enjoying each other company because they haven't seen each other in years. And she just got up here like yesterday.
All right.
And it's going to be hard getting her separated from her.
Okay, we're going to have to catch Mama Connie when she's up here so I get some of those good old beans. But let's go back to Stephanie. Stephanie, where do your mom stay?
My mom stay in Texas.
His mom stay in Texas. Did I do this here? I wore the Texas boots. There you go. And they got a heel on them. Al, you can't see them. But anyway, I got on some Texas boots for your mom and for both of y'all moms from Texas.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
So
she's out there in...
What part of Texas?
She's in Killeen, Texas.
Killeen. My son used to live in Killeen, Texas. All right.
So, she loves out there. She's been out there for like 30 something years.
Oh, wow.
So... She went there, she left Illinois because she had asthma, real bad. But when she got down there, the weather was just a great change of pace for her. So she hasn't had a asthma attack, and we don't know how long. So.
That sounds great then. Yeah. Well, maybe I need to relocate to Texas.
Yeah, my mom has asthma as well.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I have
she retired down. They her and my father retired down there. So
okay. So once again, we want to welcome Stephanie back to. I mean, Stephanie on the show and say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
I am so grateful and I'm excited. And really enjoyed the show.
Well, thank you for being here with us, and I want you to sign off with us. We just want to say once again, Al,
Happy Mother's Day for everyone who has a nurturing spirit.
All right, then. So, you want to sign off with us? Give us a little something to go eat some of that beans and greens and dressing, because my mother's was dressing too, and duck, and hers was curry chicken.
Oh, wow.
Oh, curry
y'all
chicken.
Making me hungry.
Yeah, so before we get up out of here, she's going to give us one more song, and we're going to sign off with that. We'll see you guys on next week with Al and I. We're going to have probably the psychiatrist on.
Uh-oh.
It's time now.
Uh-oh.
The psychiatrist on.
Troy going to get scary.
I think I need some help too. So we all going to be sitting here getting a little bit of therapy. And we want to say Happy Mother's Day and goodbye. See you guys next week. All right, you guys, we're back again, and we have a special guest, John the Baptist. Come on, John the Baptist. And we have Miss Stephanie Hollywood. Never seen each other, but let's see what he do, because you know what? When church folks get together, they know how to make it do what it do. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.